and tape. Yo, yo, we in here, man. I got County Marv in the building. We going here. We just going to shoot another podcast, man. Why not, man? We in here just chopping. We going to call it chopping it up on Saturday today, man. Let's talk culture podcast, man. What's up, County? How you feeling, man?
What it do, boy? What's up, everybody?
But yeah, man, it's been a lot of shit going on. Did you hear about the little girl being found? And I think it was Texas. She was found like in a garbage bag, her remains and shit.
I did hear about that. Is that the dude that was on the bike with the baby? They took a picture of the dude with the bike. On the bike, and he had one of the little baskets and a bag in the tote, riding off with it. You seen that picture?
I'm not sure, but that may be the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, because I that's where I got it from that. But
that's terrible, bro. I don't even know, like, what possesses motherfuckers to be out here on that type of shit. Like, I kind of feel like if I came into that position to where I was confronted with that shit, I'll pop somebody like that, bro.
It's safe, man.
Like, I swear to God, like, I would.
Like, devils are using people, man, like never before, man. In the most violent way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, man.
Yeah.
I think we as a people, like, you know, black people for the most part. Like, I know it happens across every race and origin, but I just think we need I don't know, man. It's like, man, you know, it's like you fighting against time, like, man, like, it just keep happening, repeating itself cycle after cycle. Cause you can go back to other stories where somebody cut up a baby or cut up a child, and you know, they found their remains and shit. Even babies out here that they ain't even found, you know what I mean? So, it's a sad situation to me. Like, I just wish that, like, topics like this, when we sit down, like how we talking, like, more people could hear it and more people would share what they hear when we speak on stuff, so that maybe that person that's driven towards to do something like that, hear it before.
Right.
Before it happened. Like, man, I was about to do that shit. Even if it comes to killing somebody, I was about to kill that nigga. But then all of a sudden, somebody didn't share this video or this podcast. And then he hear it and he say, man, you know what? I want to do right. You know what? I'm going to spare that man his life. Or I'm not going to do that evil to that child. Or I'm not going to, you know, send my soul into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a deep thing. Like, and the only way I feel like what we doing now is called, like, trying to help bring our people out of it. But when we do podcasts, right? And now I'm gonna say this again: share it. Like, let somebody hear it. So what if it's not what you want, but it's a message in it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really a message when we sit here and talk like this. Like, share it. Take the time out. What's 5-10 minutes to just sit? And if you're on a bus ride, you know what I'm saying? Like if you sitting to somebody and you got some earmuff headphone and you see somebody going through something, here, I want you to listen to that. You may not know him from a piece of object falling out the sky, where it come from, but a lot of times we can feel when, or we can see somebody going through something, and you can just step to them and you can say, you know what, it's going to be all right. Here, listen to this for a minute while we ride. Take in much as this you can take in. And whenever your stop comes, you get off the bus. But at least, you know, we did our part by speaking on it. The person that hears this, they did their part by sharing it. That's how we're going to get out of it.
And you know what that is? At the end of the day, what you're speaking on right now is something that goes way back to, like, even, I want to say, like, how we was brought up. But what it is nowadays these kids don't have community like we had it. Like they say, it takes a community to raise a child. That shit has always been true. And that's what's missing from a lot of these incidents and shit is like, they don't, these people that these fucking mass murderers and shit like that, that's what they missing. Like, they don't got that community to where, like, when I was in an apartment building coming up right there on Harvard Ave in Warrensville, it was so many people in that complex that had an eye over me. A lot of times I feel like I couldn't do shit and get away with it, bruh. Like, I'm fucking 10 years old trying to sneak in the back and hit a cigarette and shit. Next thing I know, everybody know. Mm-hmm. My brother know, my mom know. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then you know what else too? And when you speak on like community to raise a kid, I had a this morning I had an experience after our mini camp football practice, because you know, like, I coach football, so I'm a great mentor to a lot of young boys. And
what's the team we're gonna shout them out?
The Ohio Cardinals.
Cardinals, what's up?
Cleveland Mini League football. You know,
I definitely checked y'all out before. I'll be checking y'all out this year too.
Yeah, we definitely about, you know, structure and discipline and getting the community to produce good people, good men, you know, good strong black men, and whether they white or black men and all, in general. But what happened to me this morning was, and it's funny you mentioned that, because like, I experienced that, but I didn't know that today I would be speaking on it again, right? So I'm coming down the alley and I seen five young boys, and it was two black kids and three white boys. I pull up, I said, man, y'all play football? And it's like, nah. It's like, but I want to play. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, tomorrow morning we're going to be at East High in Cleveland on Superior, right there on 79. Is that where, that's where it's at, right? East High?
No, you talking about Collinwood.
No, East High.
I thought.
Remember East High, the old East High on 79 Superior?
Oh, okay. So you was down there.
Yes. That's where we at, in that area over there. No, I don't coach with them. That's where we play at.
Gotcha.
We play at that field sometime, but I'm down in like 105 St. Clair,
right?
You know, Huff and all that. That's where we at, Superior. But anyway, so they was on it, and I moved on down. I started talking to this other kid. I was like, man, I remember you from last year. I was like, you gonna come back and play with us? I was like, well, I'm 14. I don't know if I can play. And I was like, well, the age is 6 to 14, I believe, whatever. But anyway, now I'm talking to them. My mind, I'm so in depth to like paying attention to detail. What his mom said, yeah, talk to him, yeah, get him, because we got to get them, they need to be doing something. But that's that community raising you spoke on. She opened the door.
Oh yeah,
teach him. So after that, when she said that, like I said, I'm detailed. And you know what I didn't see? I didn't see a father or a man. I seen four women on the porch.
That's because that's how our fucking most of... It's not a lot of us fathers
out
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's just the fact. That's not trying to bash black men or nothing. It's just the fact.
They already succumbed to the streets.
Society
we live in. Here we got five boys, and not even a man around. And this is how I know it ain't no man around, because guess what? When I pulled up and I spoke, they heard my voice. It's called a chain of command voice. It's women on the porch. So when they hear a man's voice, when they hear that voice, because that father ain't there, She opened the doors for me, like,
right,
take it, do what you want to do. Why? Because they haven't heard that voice. That's how I knew it wasn't no men involved. What's up, Dad?
Yeah, man. This is Let's Talk Culture Podcast, and we just chopping it up today, man. No serious agenda. We just getting at everything, man. You know how we do. We got music coming out. We got the mixtape coming out. Everybody's on it, man.
Basically, everybody that's been down with the
DJ Chillin'.
Everybody that's ever been down with the camp is on the mixtape. Period, point blank. I want to say, Free Dave Dub, man. I hope he get out soon, and I want him to come through and work on some music. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie. We just working, man. I'm just trying to, I'm out here, me personally, trying to better my
life. Yeah, he barbecues real stuff. And I was like, man.
And that's that, man. So, we want y'all to just go ahead, share this. We appreciate y'all, man. Basically, the message on this one, I would say was community is important to the upbringing of these children, because at any time, the parents can be victim to any type of circumstance, and then, you know, we need that community to pour in and help these kids so we can continue to grow as a community. You feel me? We appreciate y'all, man. We out. Peace.
Nah, I like upstate.